If you enjoy the Three Rivers Academy, please click the link below to donate to the MetaHumans Rising GoFundMe campaign. Thanks.
Hipster.
Mom's a hipster.
My mom doesn't even know what a hipster is.
See, she was a hipster before she even knew what it was.
The ultimate hipster.
I dated a girl for a little time who didn't realize she was goth. She was so goth, didn't realize she was goth.
That's impressive.
It would be, she was so goth, and she was so goth she hated goths and didn't realize she was a goth. That would all be correct, yes.
She assumed they were all conforming to her looks.
I'm very serious. Like, she didn't like The Turn, she didn't like... And yet The Crow was her favorite movie. Of course.
Because it's so dark and deep.
How Stock Productions presents The Three Rivers Academy, a MetaHumans Rising actual play. Featuring Ariana Corazon de Sousa, a brash Brazilian heiress and perfect body, played by Archie. Steve Reflection Moore, a young shapeshifter who has lost his home due to his powers, and played by Julian. Mina Sherdell, a young girl adjusting to the snakes that have begun to replace her hair, played by Krista. Soren Quick Steel Stahl, inheritor of the legendary blade Tearfang and the curse that follows it, played by Mike. Welcome to Three Rivers.
All right, now we're on live. Let's see what kind of damage we can do.
In our last session, we had the aftermath of the teens' encounter with a new neo-Nazi organization. Somehow they had recruited Hurricane, along with a number of other teens. As Moondog and the adults discussed it, it became apparent they were targeting teenagers and youth at local arcades. And while Moondog did not want to endanger the student body, Primal, a.k.a. Mr. MacArthur, gave the kids an offer once they were alone. We will pick up. It is about 4 in the morning. Everyone is back at the school, and MacArthur has asked that those who are interested to be on the bus at 9 a.m. and bring a specific change of clothes, if they can. What are people going to do?
Bring a specific change of clothes?
Costume.
That's wrong. So Ariane is not death dance. She actually gets to wear the bodysuit. Yeah. So now I got 3 hours to decide what to wear. Oh, no.
All right, so Ariana is going to stay up and go through her wardrobe. How about Steve / Reflection?
Well, he doesn't have a spare set of spare outfit to wear, like costume or anything like that. So he'll stick with something nondescript, no tracksuit this time. He just has to be careful.
You're not going to pull a Superman and have the tracksuit under normal clothes?
Yeah, oddly enough, I kind of think of the tracksuit as Reflection Supersuit. Because it's, like, baggy and can adjust to his new height and weight when he changes forms.
That's why he's been wearing a tracksuit all the time.
You know, not to backseat drive your character. I did like that suggestion from Mike about having the tracksuit under your nondescript clothing.
Well, it's an idea. Well, since he doesn't have to sleep anyway, he'll work something out.
Now, you actually have the no need for sleep boon, right?
Yeah. Oh, and I do have to make sure to wash the pants I borrowed. Give them back.
Considering how many pairs of jeans Soren goes through due to blood, he'll appreciate that.
Thought as much.
How about Mina?
Wearing a black hoodie and skinny jeans, and some comfortable knee-high boots, but not skin-tight skinny, because I would like to breathe.
Anyway, I got in mind what Ariana's going to wear. She'll wear those same black boots that she wore last night, black denim skirt, black t-shirt, and a black hooded shrug.
So you're carrying your tights, not wearing them?
No, she can't exactly hide that under what when she's wearing. It's a little too bright.
What is Soren wearing, and what does his backup outfit look like?
Soren has to put a lot of thought into this. He thinks deep and hard about it, and he shows up wearing jeans, t-shirt, a coat, but there's something new. He has a scarf. It's a light scarf, black of course, wrapped around his neck loosely, and then the tail of it is tucked down into the coat.
But as there's if no he reason was, for a scarf, dude.
It's, what? It's,
Phoenix is like major hot, even in the winter.
Uh-huh. But see, this one's a light scarf wrapped around his throat so that if he needs to, he can pull it up and cover his face.
Ah.
And he has wraparound sunglasses on.
That's why I got a hoodie.
Right, like a hoodie isn't any warmer.
Well, it's a hooded shrug.
For the record, his backup clothes are basically the exact same thing he's wearing, so in case he gets bloody, he has something to change into.
Okay, so he could change his clothes exactly and not look any different.
Well, it's just another pair of jeans and a t-shirt.
But here's the question. Since you're supposed to be inconspicuous, are the clothes you're wearing to be inconspicuous covered in runes?
Well, the coat is, but the shirt and jeans are not.
And what about his sword?
Well, since his sword has been significantly reduced in size, I figured he would spend a fair bit of time after he got a little bit of sleep. He'd wake up early and craft and make himself a little carrying type sheath that he could hide on his back, covered by the coat, since he's now got the equivalent of a short sword instead of a hand and a half sword.
So, do you have like repair or anything along those lines?
Nope.
But you do have a deep understanding of 80s action movies, right?
Oh, yeah.
All right.
Going in McLean style.
Duct tape on your back, huh?
Very much.
I just want to make sure that everyone knew where we were going with this.
Yep.
Now, Ariana, since you and Mina are wearing very similar things now.
Poser.
Huh? I'm not dressing nothing like Mina. She's dressing more like me. Let's get the story straight. I got the money. I could afford stuff, so she's dressing like me.
No, Mina always dresses like this. Yeah. Mina's always wearing jeans and boots and a hoodie.
Swagger Jagger.
She's just wearing the, like I said before, she's wearing the black hooded shrug with the black t-shirt and black denim skirt and the same black boots that she wore last night.
Jacking
well, I'm trying to cover up my face. Well, I got a domino mask in today, so that'd be good.
Don't worry. With a face like mine, I'm sure they'd have a hard time looking away anyways, or paying attention to anything else.
That'd be funnier if you actually turned people to stone. No!
I'll be sure to go ahead and let people think that.
Because
actually, aren't I more beautiful?
Yes, you are, actually.
Ha-ha!
So, I'm just picturing Ariana and Mina walking into the kitchen area, looking at each other, both of you with your hoodies on.
Twinsies.
You have a hoodie. I have a shrug.
Very cute.
Is there anything else people want to do other than catch a little bit of sleep before jumping on the van?
Well, I'll set my alarm. Oh, that's right. I have no alarm. Oh, that's right. I got no phone either.
You can actually set an alarm using the wall pad.
Wall pad, alarm, 8:30, loud.
Okay. The bus to Phoenix, or the van to Phoenix, is actually pretty full. There's, what did I say last time, like 5 bench seats?
Something like that.
And all of them are crammed with kids. It doesn't help that Ox and Jester are on the van. More, it doesn't help that Ox is on the van than it helps with Jester. Jester's the size of a regular person.
If it's tight quarters, then he's got a little problem. Or are people still trying to avoid touching him?
Well, you tell me.
I think he can squeeze in a corner and not have a problem. He definitely stays away from Ox. You don't need 2 of them on the bus.
So who's sitting next to you?
Some little 5-foot-nothing female.
So, Mina?
Hi!
Okay, that works. She's that short?
I'm like 5'1", thank you. Or 5'5".
My bad. Sabrina, I thought you were taller.
No. I think Mina might be like 5'1".
Must have been the snakes.
Which had been said in character.
Oh, no, that wasn't said in character, no.
I know, I was just saying I wish it was.
No.
the drive into Phoenix is, as I said, cramped, and the van is hot and smelly, because, well, it's cool kids.
God damn it, Jester, you fart one more time, I'm going to throw you off this van.
No problem. I break out my battery-powered fan.
Jester will turn around and go. MacArthur takes the van into the Central City Village, one of the various neighborhoods of Phoenix. The flyer takes you over the Jiaoxu Towers and Office Park. This district is, as one might imagine, centrally located. He drops you off at a metro station, which is where the buses and trains ride from.
So, where to now?
Jester and Ox kind of are hanging with you two, or with you four.
What time is the bus picking us up?
9:40 now. It comes back at 1 o'clock and at 7.
Okay.
Oh, and I'll say that there's also, like, a rideshare thing here.
Well, Steve's going to look for a little stomping ground, so I get information about from the gang about what's going on. Yeah, I let them know I'm looking for a gang, so probably wouldn't be a good idea for me to travel for all these people, everyone. I'll hook up you guys again later. Where are you guys headed?
I look to Sarin. He's the one with all the ideas.
So who knows this city?
Besides me?
Soren hasn't exactly spent a lot of time in the city. This city in particular.
Tell you what. I'll check the arcade about 12 o'clock, see if you guys are around there. Alright?
You play the arcade? Makes sense.
If I don't see it then, I'll see you at 6. And he heads off.
Soren, you got any ideas?
Well, nobody apparently seems to have answered my question.
Which was?
Who here actually knows the city?
I don't. I don't know the mall.
I have a phone. Use a regular, like, smartphone. Nope.
No. I only know the mall because that's where I usually go to when I'm here.
So the only person who knows the city basically just took off and left us?
Mm-hmm.
All right, well, that's useful.
Okay, so...
Sorry, he's... Infiltration. he doesn't do mass crowds.
Well, I tell you what, let's do what if there's anything personal that we need to take care of, but then we take care of it and then we can meet him at the arcade. I, for one, need a new phone.
Alright, just go get your fucking phone before I stab you to death for constantly complaining about your phone being destroyed.
Sure.
I say we stop at a gas station and get a map.
Do they sell those?
Maps? Yeah, gas stations still sell maps. It's mainly like truck stop gas stations, so Wilson, Ariana, and...
I thought that everybody just used their phone.
We don't have phones. Soren and I don't have phones. Although it's 2010 and I'm 15, so I don't know why I don't have a phone.
I know why Soren doesn't have a phone.
Yeah, we all do.
There are free bus maps that show like the different routes and stuff like that.
Like, they'll show like the major attractions, like the Coke... thing, and, CNN Center. Oh, okay.
Wouldn't it be an arcade in the mall?
Well, I'm sure there is, but the ones in the mall would be restricted regarding the times that the kids can actually go there.
It's Saturday.
No, in general.
Yes, it would be restricted, but it happens to be Saturday, so the restrictions wouldn't apply.
Well, those neo-Nazis tended to stay out late. That's why I'm saying that. I'm not saying there couldn't be one.
Malls tend to close early regardless of what day it is.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
Ariana can go get her phone.
All right, I'll do that quickly. I don't want to take up too much time with that.
Soren's going to see if he can find a library.
Library open on a Saturday?
Libraries are open on Saturday.
Not like around here.
Okay, so Ariana's going to go to the mall. Soren's going to go to a library.
Yeah, if you can find a library anywhere near the whatever mall Ariana's going to so that everybody can... So that after she gets her phone, she can meet them there.
And Mina's going to go to pick up a map, which is easy enough to do before people leave. Soren, give me a fortune roll.
11.
It's going to take you two different buses to get there. But there is a library that's like two blocks from the mall. Mina, are you going to go to the mall with Ariana or the library with Sora?
Doesn't seem like much of a question, really.
I guess I'll go to the library with Sora.
Ariana, you need a little aloe vera for that burn?
What burn?
Why? She'll be like, oh, check this out. Oh, check this out. I just want to go in, get my stuff, and get out.
Now, just the thought of a teen girl choosing the library over going to the mall.
Well, I can't believe that Ariana would be in and out from cell phones. Excuse me. She's rich.
Okay, another iPhone. What's the difference? All I need to do is get the new phone, get it updated with all my information, because all the other stuff is in the cloud.
3 hours later.
Well, that's the geniuses for you. That's not me.
There's like all kinds of shit that they'll get you to add on that is actually kind of useful in a I like to waste time sort of way.
Well, the only other thing I would need is another radio so I could go ahead and put the iPod in, the iPhone in. So,
Steve, where does the gang hang out?
That is a very good question. Wish I had an answer for you. Desert Ashes. Honestly, I don't know. I wasn't expecting to have to deal with them. Can you name some of the areas of the town? Maybe I find one that sounds promising.
I don't know. I mean, just tell me about their clubhouse. You know, like where they hang out and sharpen their knives.
Oh, probably a burned out building or someplace.
All right, so are they down in the trenches also?
Wouldn't doubt it.
That may not be a bad idea. Yeah, the trenches, next stop is the desert, right? So, yeah, probably somewhere around that area. Maybe not in the trenches, but right nearby it.
I think the trenches are between South Mountain and the foothills. But, yeah, it's close to the south end of Phoenix.
That sounds good. Actually, if they're that close to the neo-Nazis' quarter, they probably would know a lot more about them. So, yeah.
So they have a burned-out building. What's it look like?
Classic smoke-scarred building.
Was it like a building? Was it like a school? Was it a warehouse?
I think apartment building works.
So the Desert Ashes, they have like lots of cans with like fires on them to warn everybody?
Yeah.
So how many people are at the clubhouse?
Maybe about 10, 15 of them. The rest are wandering around causing trouble.
All right. So this is your old gang. Tell me how it goes down, man. Also, what is your contact's name? We just have him listed as their right hand.
Yeah, give him a name. As long as it's not Mike, because Mike's the guy that shot me. Let's see. How about Trevor?
What's that? You said T-Bone? I mean, you know, Trevor is his given name, but T-Bone is his gang name.
That works. Actually, I just remember something. What were the role to find out if they actually are aware that he's still alive? Remember, they did leave him for dead.
They left him for dead, but I think it's pretty clear, like, since you're still in communication with T-Bone, I think it's pretty clear that you are still alive.
Okay.
And, like, they know you didn't rat them out when the cops picked you up, so that's why you still have, like, some clout with them.
That works. So I approach the area. There's going to be lookouts a couple places, so just make sure they know that I know they're there.
All right, so this is the trenches. Cops really don't come down here. So you've actually got gang members, like, sitting out on milk crates. One guy has got a shotgun leaned up against the milk crate, and the other guy's got, like, a baseball bat with, like, barbed wire wrapped around it.
Yeah, all the old familiar sights.
You know, they're not even trying to be subtle, because it's the trenches. And
nah, subtle with my department. When you go elsewhere. All right, then walk up to the closest guy. What's up, man?
He looks up at you and says, yeah.
Yo, T-Bone Round?
Yeah.
Use your place?
Yeah.
Cool. Head up to the third floor. That's where he tends to hang out.
All right. What does the third floor look like, since that's where he hangs out?
They actually put an put some effort into straightening up some of the places in here. A couple of doors are reinforced. The fire didn't damage this floor as badly as some of the other ones. The fire was like in two different places. Go down about three doors and doesn't match the other doors on the floors because this one's clean as opposed to the other one's all blackened. Wrap on the door so I don't get shot trying to open it.
It takes a minute and you hear a familiar voice say, "Dom!"
All right, going in.
So T-Bone's kind of laid back on a couch. He's got the TV on, whatever soap opera he watches, because he watches soap operas.
Of course he does. I'm used to it. Like, yo, hey, T-Bone, what's up, man?
Oh, you know, it's.
Hey, there was a bit of a ruckus out here the other day.
Oh, you heard about that?
Yeah, that was big enough to be heard. Y'all don't have anything to do with that one, right?
Nah, that one us.
Heard some skinheads were involved in that one. That's why I thought they might have crossed turfs and you guys had to take them out.
He says, nah. The skinheads, they keep showing up, but they don't seem to be interested in territory like that.
Hmm.
That bar they were holed up in, no one want that shit. Like, no one was surprised when they came down either.
Yeah, it was an awful big mess over there. Are you hearing about them recruiting?
I want you to make a contact roll for me.
Contact is what? Just D6 plus 3? I would get,
It's your history.
History.
Plus contact. And then I will let you add in your street smarts. History, contact, street smarts, and 4 dice.
So that's 26 and 4 dice. Huh. That sounds fun. 30, 39, 42.
Well, you know, this isn't like their territory. Like I said, they just holed up in those places that no one else wanted, but they've been calling in people from all over Phoenix, like suburbia, man. They don't want us. No. They want those white boys with the money.
Yeah. So suburbia, what else they've been calling in?
The word is these guys are looking for young bloods. Like when you first showed up, they want younger kids or people that have been in the movement. So I'm thinking this isn't locals. I'm thinking someone new in town, getting them organized, putting people's names together with faces. You know what I mean?
I hear you.
We ain't messed with them. They haven't messed with us. They scattered like cockroaches last night. Didn't bother anybody after that place came down.
Not surprising.
Yeah. You know they got a specific look that they go for. It looks like they want money, right? Finances, kids with college funds, that kind of shit. I think they're looking for some kind of cash infusion for whatever they got planned. Maybe I'm wrong. I don't know.
Nah, you ain't usually wrong, man. So they're looking for money, huh?
Well, they're looking for kids with money. Right, and I don't know. Maybe that's just how they do.
Now I'm thinking back. This is character's thoughts.
Uh-huh.
That tank couldn't have been cheap. That had to cost some serious bucks. So they've got some major money.
Yeah, they've already got money if they had that tank, or they've got resources. Maybe not money, but they've got resources of some type.
Right. Okay.
Make a wisdom plus street smarts roll.
Wisdom. I can't count. Street smarts. The 3 dice, right?
Mm-hmm.
But 27.
You know that serious gangs or more dangerous gangs tend to develop from people with very little means. But you see, I'll say posers, right, that are just as dangerous because they're trying to emulate the culture that they want to be.
Okay.
All right, so I'm going to let you ruminate on that, and I'm going to jump over to Ariana. You're standing in line at the Mac store, or the Apple store.
Yeah.
After going to the Mac counter at the Anchor store, you're standing in line. I'm jumping over to Soren and Mina. Sorry, I couldn't resist. So what are you cats doing at the library?
Well, Soren requires internet access, so he went to a public library to use their computers.
Yumita is sitting across from wherever Soren is reading a romance novel.
I want to find other similar arcades to the one where we first found the wannabe Nazis.
Okay.
And get a list of them. Hopefully by the power of Google.
All right, roll your Google Foo. And if you don't have Google Foo, roll your research plus intelligence.
My what?
Research and intelligence.
16 with 1-6.
So it's easy enough to get a list of arcades, but you said specifically places that are open late, they're not attached to a mall, they tend to be in less reputable neighborhoods, they're open all night, that kind of thing.
Yeah.
And so that's why I made you make the roll, because it takes you a little bit of time to suss out those different factors.
Oh, I assume Ariana's going to be a while, so.
Mina was not alone in thinking that.
To see how long she actually takes at the Apple Store. I'm going to give Ariana a roll.
All right. So, let's see. What's appropriate skill?
Suggest to me something.
Well, I don't know. See, because negotiations could come into play here also, I guess. Etiquette? No.
We're talking about...
this is where you use the seduction skill. I gotta go ahead and play up the fact that I'm a good-looking woman.
Alright, well, you can roll your beauty and expression if that's the way you want to go with this.
You could very well have a female sales representative.
Well, it depends on who I'm dealing with. If I'm dealing with a female, I'm not going to be using the beauty aspect of it. How you want to handle the role?
I'll let you pick. Do you rely on your looks, or do you just bitch until you get your way?
I think I'm better off using my looks, to be honest. That's 17. Okay, not good. Well, good enough, but not as good as I would like. That's, what, 6 plus 17, 23.
All right, now roll your fortune plus allowance.
Okay, fortune is 7, allowance is 3. Okay, 11, 21, and that one.
So you're getting a new iPhone, a new iPod, a docking station, or speaker dock for the device. What else do they con you into?
Well, that's all I'm getting. I'm not getting anything else.
Additional chargers.
I have my old charger. I'm not worried about that.
Oh, but you're going to need multiples because you have multiple items. And, you know, they actually do break within, like, a couple, 2 or 3 months. And then, you know, you're going to get backup headphones because those also break around every month or two.
And I'm not worried about that right now. I'm worried about getting the replacement device.
You're going to want to get the car charger that changes into a USB port and also has an additional USB port when you lift up the lid.
At that point, I would get upset and I would accidentally, in quotes, notice that the counter broke.
Oh. All right, so if you want to avoid buying the car charger, headphones, extra set of headphones,
I don't need any headphones.
A ball socket charger, now you need to make me a negotiation roll.
Because
you got the money for it.
I know I got the money for it, but I still have the items from before, so I'm not worried about getting them.
Roll your mental plus negotiation.
Huh?
Roll your mental plus negotiations.
Mental and negotiations. Uh-huh. 7 and 5 is 12. And I rolled a 20.
So what one thing do they talk you into buying?
I mean, besides just the phone?
Yeah, what's the one extra thing that you didn't need but they got you to buy?
Well, okay, actually, hang on a second. You said that we were in 2010, right?
Yeah.
That's before they started doing the Thunderbolt thing. So, yeah, now I need a whole new charger, too, and everything else. I had the old device with the old ports. Now I have to go ahead and spend money for the new stuff.
All right, so you do end up with an extra charger.
Yeah, because the old charger don't work no more. They change the damn cord.
After about 2 hours...
Oh, my God.
What?
Just that she said she was in there for 2 hours?
In the mall for 2 hours. All right. Ariana shows up at the library. So the three of you are back together. Discuss.
Yeah, no problem. But they also conned me into the freaking replacement plan in case he got screwed up.
That's a good idea. I usually like those. If they're not too incredibly expensive, I like those.
Yeah, unfortunately, those don't cover rain.
I mean, you can always... Why are we talking about this like it's so real? You can buy insurance for phones. This book is really good. I don't know what Soren's doing right now.
Soren will look over at the clock. Look at Ariana. Look at the clock again. Sigh. And then hand, since he had extra time, both Ariana and Mina a copy of the piece of paper he wrote down with the list of all the arcades he wants to check out. In fact, he had enough time that he split them up and marked each one as to who should go to which one. He even had time to use MapQuest to give you directions to each one in a nice circuit so we'd all meet back at the primary one where Steve was supposed to meet us.
So let's do this.
There's two arcades on each of your lists.
So we gotta go look for skinheads, huh?
The primary objective of the day is look for skinheads and see if they're still recruiting.
The three of you break out in separate ways in different directions. And Steve, after you get done talking with T-Bone, does T-Bone have a way of contacting you?
I should have got a burner phone. No, I don't think so. I'm not rich like some people to buy phones and stuff like that. And he never was very good at pickpocketing.
What's the plan?
Well, how much time do we have to the first meetup with these guys?
What time do you say you're going to meet them?
12 o'clock with the first one, 6 with the second one.
Oh, I'm sorry. You guys don't head your separate ways. Because by the time you hand out those lists, it would be time to check in around noon. It's probably around 11, and so to check in, you're going to need time to get there.
So we'll hit that arcade, then do the others?
All right. Well, I get there and look around for one of these three.
The first person you see is Ox, who's sitting at a bus station holding a Sports Illustrated.
Looking inconspicuous. Heavy air quotes.
Trying to.
Okay. Just around?
You don't see him right away, but Ox doesn't really do inconspicuous. Ariana, Mina, and Soren arrive about 15 minutes after reflection.
Once we get the gang together, let them know that these skinheads aren't recruiting only from the arcades. They seem to be looking for kids who are well-to-do.
So they're trying to set it up kind of like a cult?
Yeah, that's one way of doing it. The kids from suburbia and stuff like that are some of their targets. Guys and posers who want to be gangsters.
This makes it a lot more widespread a problem than we originally thought.
Well, that machine they had isn't exactly loose change to purchase that.
I don't know. It looked pretty cheap to me when it was picked up and exploded.
I think that was the dude's other circumstances.
They may need to look into that personal flaw on their next version of that tank.
Personally, I found it tough enough.
Yeah, because they actually don't interfere with the gangs. They find places that none of the gangs want to mess with in the first place. Like the most run-down building in the area.
It's quite smart of them, actually. Draw less attention.
Well, depends on what kind of attention you're looking for.
Nobody's going to care what the gangs are saying about them. But if they start a gang war, the cops will become interested in what's going on.
Yeah, possibly. So what'd you guys find out?
Well, we had a couple hours to kill while somebody went shopping, so I went to the local library and got a small collection of possible sites where they might be doing recruiting that I wanted to check out.
All right. Anyone want me to tag along with them? Oh, Dave, forgot to mention. Before I split from T-Bone, ask them if they catch anything to let me know next time I'm around.
Yeah, he can do that for you.
Okay. You know, I think I hang with Mina today. Unless you have a problem, unless you have a problem with that.
No, that sounds fine.
Nah, considering we're not going to be going into the nicest of neighborhoods, the non-super strong, non-indestructible woman should probably have an escort of some sort.
I'm actually just as strong as Ariane. I mean, my hair is.
You could have picked the tank up and thrown it at somebody?
I look at her like, because that kind of surprises me too.
I'm looking to see.
As the GM and out of character, I can tell you definitively Ariana is stronger.
Oh.
However, that said, Mina's snakes come in a second. Like, it probably breaks down with Ariana, Ox, Mina.
Then I will rely upon my second point of, I've seen you get punched in the face. It appeared to hurt you quite a bit. The same would not happen if somebody punched Ariana in the face. And then under breath you'll mutter, sadly.
Thank you for your concern.
I just look at him.
Yeah, you two a perfect match.
Soren's going to go with Ariana then?
Well, I assumed that I had three different sets of places to check, so.
So you're going to take Jester and go to the other ones?
Oh, God, no.
You guys haven't talked to Jester yet. It's actually, while we're talking about that, is there anything you want to do while you're at this arcade?
Besides the Axis and Allies games, which seem to have like a whole big section to themselves, are there any other shooter games in here?
Yeah, just not like that.
Actually, that's a good point. Maybe this other are these Axis and Allies games in the other arcade. Maybe it's a recruitment tool. Maybe these are the recruitment tools.
Dear God, the media is right.
I mean, just as a lark, I want to see who makes the arcade game, the arcade cabinet.
That would be kind of screwed up. Make the game to recruit the people and still make money off them.
Oh, that's the American way, really.
Mm.
It's from a company called NSIG.
Looks German to me.
It means victory.
Someone's getting ahead of themselves.
All right, well.
Sounds like the Germans in a nutshell. Damn Nazis.
Well, let's not get too far ahead of ourselves after all. Remember, not all Germans were Nazis.
I want to go back to the library and look up the company.
Well, how about we look and see if they're made locally?
Right, which is why I need to go back to the library and look up the company.
Well, or if we could be lucky, and it could be actually be on your game itself.
I find that unlikely, but okay.
Well, okay. There's two things we could do. We could go ahead and see if they're made locally, or if we could see if they're distributed locally from a local place.
Right, but I don't think the machine itself is going to tell us that.
If it did, it'd be in very small print on the very bottom, which will cause more attention as you stand there and try to figure out what it says.
Oh, please. I got money. I could be hiring you. I could rent out the games for a party.
Which would draw attention to you. True. We currently don't want to draw attention to us.
All right. I'll leave it at that.
I mean, we do have internet at the school. I think that's a project we can look into once we get back.
True.
Let's check the other arcades, because that's something we have to do on-site.
So we have a third thing to add to our list of things to watch out for. Skinheads recruiting people, and now the machines themselves, to see if the arcades have them.
And is there anything else you want to do while you're at this arcade?
Well, it depends. If we're not going to do anything else, when anybody want to play DDR?
Quick question, cameras. Are there dedicated cameras looking at this set of games?
Make a fortune roll for me.
Fortune. Well, a 9.
So there are security cameras here, but they're in bubbles. Can't see what direction they're facing.
Okay. I just thought about it. If the recruiters may not be on the floor, they're just going to be watching the players at the games and can approach them afterwards.
You're basically saying that they probably have a contact within this arcade itself.
There may be one.
I don't know which is scarier at this point now.
Yeah. Well, let's check the layouts of the other arcades.
Yeah. Let's take a moment and talk with Ox before we go.
Jester has been sitting in a drive-in game on this lower level this whole time.
If you pay attention, you'll see he's not playing.
Yeah. He's got his hands on the wheels.
He might be someone to keep an eye on. simply because he might be able to help me on do some other stuff. He seems to have a brain.
I wanted to take a moment and talk with Ox.
Yep, so he's still at the bus stop, and he's reading his magazine.
And I will walk up to him. Hey, Captain Obvious.
I'm undercover. Shut up. When you're looking as I am, it's hard to hide.
Apparently another thing you and Ariana have in common.
Stunning good looks? Yes.
Not to mention your wit.
Or modesty.
I'll pull out a rip off a piece of paper from my list and write down the names of all the arcades that we're going to be checking out and hand it to him. I took a moment to do some quick research, and these are other similar arcades to this one that we're all splitting up to go check. If any of us disappear, don't come back, do me a favor and pass that along to to MacArthur.
All right, it's what, like 12:30 now? You're going to be on that 6 o'clock bus?
If we're not, I'd really like you to hand that to MacArthur and tell him what happened.
All right.
At least I'll know there's some backup coming.
We should get, like, communicators or something.
Wouldn't that be kind of expensive?
Like they rock around your ear?
Yeah.
I'm sure we might be able to talk Ariana into buying them.
Huh?
But yeah, that was all I wanted to talk to Ox about.
Okay.
I'll wish him good luck on his continued inobvious.
I just abscond with me and I go that way.
I'm trying to find the right word for it, but I got nothing. It's worst friggin' person to have doing a surveillance ever.
At least he's trying.
Think of it this way. At least between he and Jester, they figured out that Ox can't go into the arcade.
Yeah. Yes, very good.
I'm guessing that was Jester's idea.
Probably.
Why don't I handle Ariana and Soren? You guys head to the east side of town. The arcade you start at is a place called Lester's. It's a skate shop and arcade, so it's got like a half pipe there, and you know, all the cools are there.
Okay, I'm kind of curious about the half pipe thing. Ariana's not a skateboarder.
You just have like a couple of guys on skateboards going up and down the half pipe. In any case, he's doing it without their board because they fell.
Okay. Ariana would be the type of person that laughs. Yeah.
Take a couple minutes to examine the people who are outside, moving around the outside, looking for anyone who matches the neo-Nazi type look.
Oh, racial profiling.
There are several blonde Caucasians. I mean, that's not that hard to spot. There's even like one or two with short cropped hair. But it's Saturday. It's a skate park and arcade. There's a good number of people here.
All right, so if nobody jumps out as screaming Nazi, then I will head into the arcade. I'm looking for people dressed like the guys we followed. We had Fireball follow back to the bus. If nobody jumps out as looking, you know, like them, I'll continue my search inside.
Okay. Yeah, you're not seeing, like, a cluster of people that scream neo-Nazi.
Spend a little time in the arcade looking for an Axis versus Allies game. Allies versus Axis game.
Give me a fortune roll.
14, 1-6.
Yeah, there actually is a bank of Axis versus Allies. And it's even set up in the same way. 6 cabinets, 3 on each side.
Anyone playing it at the moment?
Yeah, there's like 3 kids playing.
Are they all on the Axis side?
2 kids are on the Allies side, 1 guy's on the Axis side.
Look for a game nearby, something I could pretend to play, to keep an eye on the machine for a couple minutes and see if anything happens.
You slide yourself into a very busted up old top skater rig, try and figure out how to make the skateboard do the things with the person. Ariana, what are you doing while this is going on?
He's there trying to check them out. I'm kind of curious myself just in case I spot somebody that he doesn't. But I'll do it at another DDR game because I kind of like the game.
How long do you guys wait?
How much time did we have until the bus gets there? The shuttle leaves. It was like six hours?
Midday shuttle?
4 hours?
The end of day shuttle?
You have like 5 hours to get back to the metro station.
So I will set aside an amount of time that will give me enough time to, for an equal amount of time at each of the arcades and enough time to walk back.
So it probably gives you about 30 minutes at each arcade.
Then we'll watch the cabinets for 30 minutes before we head to the next one.
So nothing incredibly crazy happens. One guy finishes up his game and leaves. One person stays like the whole time playing. And other people kind of cycling it through, but nothing too odd.
Unless anything special changes or happens, I'm basically going to repeat the exact same steps at each arcade. Scope out the outside, looking for people who fit the profile we're looking for, go inside, find somewhere I can keep an eye on the arcade and try not to look suspicious until we get to the last arcade. I'm going to change things slightly if nothing happens by the time we get to the last arcade.
Mina and Steve head to the west side of town to check out a arcade, the Jet Shark.
Okay.
And it's got like a little logo of a shark with like rockets on its fins.
Hmm. Mecha shark.
Fits the profile. Take a look inside. See what we got.
Well, are there any Axis of Allies games in there?
There's a bank of 8 machines, 4 on each side.
Is there anybody?
Yeah. I mean, there's people playing.
Just like Soren asked, do any of them have that stereotypical neo-Nazi appearance?
That are playing the game? Not really.
Or anywhere in the general vicinity of the game?
There's like one or two people that meet the Nazi ideal. Nothing that jumps out and says, I'm a neo-Nazi.
Heil dies. Make rounds around the arcade to see what kinds of conversations I'm hearing.
All right, well, make a perception roll. Sense of perception.
31 with no sixes.
All the conversations are relatively arcade-y. You know, no one's talking about anything crazy. You do pick up some people talking about, you hear about that stuff that happened in the trenches? But it's always in the, did you hear about it? I mean, it was all over the morning news.
Well, I come back to Steam and say, I'm finding nothing.
All right, well, while she was trying to make people uncomfortable, I was checking to see if anyone's watching, anyone seemed to be watching the games, watching who's playing the games.
Give me a fortune roll.
That's a 13.
Did you roll any sixes?
Nope.
No one seems to be watching it other than, like, at one point, all 8 machines kind of filled up, and then there's, like, a couple people watching waiting for their turn.
All right. About 20 minutes or whenever Mina says, let's get the hell out of here, move on to next arcade. There's a crowd of people. Steve is uncomfortable inside a crowd. He can blend into a crowd, but he's uncomfortable standing one.
Sure. Here's what I'm going to say. At all the arcades you guys visit, they all have banks of this game set up.
Okay.
But it's a lot of the same thing. No one's really jumping out at you or standing out at this time. And Soren, you said you were going to do something different at the last arcade you go to?
Yeah, instead of just watching the last one, I'll actually go up to play the game.
Okay.
And I'll make sure I play on the access side.
Give me a dexterity roll.
19 with 1-6.
You kick some serious booty. You easily fall into a groove.
Basically keep playing for the duration of time allotted for this arcade.
Give me a fortune roll.
11.
You play for like 20 minutes and nothing really odd happens other than there is a kind of a crowd that forms around you because you are that good.
Steve doesn't really want to associate with the games because he doesn't really want to play with guns.
Uh-huh.
Guns hurt. But yeah, if someone's playing the game, he probably like walk nearby and just watch and get a layout of the how the game works.
Do you have any talents relating to teenage activities?
Teenage activity.
Yeah. I'll tell you what, we have Streetwise. Go ahead and roll your Streetwise. That's Wisdom and Streetwise and 3 dice.
31 with 1-6.
So here's the thing that you pick up on. the two sides aren't actually even. Most first-person shooters, you get kind of identical gear and stuff like that. But what you'd notice from watching people play the game is on the access side, they have more options for weapons. And it seems like what they have does work better. Like either shoots faster or does more damage. It's just that there's more choices.
Really?
If you try to use all of them, you would probably not do as well as the allies who have a limited range of weapons. But if you specialize in something and learned a role, you would actually be really good. Or you would have a significant advantage over an ally player if you had a group that were all specialized in different weapons.
So this... Okay, I'm sure he's... Steve has seen guns before. Do the sights and stuff on this... The weapons there look more realistic than it was on the ally side?
As far as the cabinet goes and the gun provided, you know how there's usually like one holster for the weapon?
Mm-hmm.
This actually has two holsters, one for a pistol and one for a rifle on both sides.
Okay.
Again, it's like sort of plastic casing and nothing really special. The guns on either side do look different.
So basically, the way it's set up, it looks like the Axis side is more realistic gameplay than the Allied side.
Make a wisdom roll.
Wisdom 7-2 dice. A 10.
You don't know if it's more realistic. You just know they have more options.
Okay. You know what? What the hell? He's got some time. He'll try and see how the Axis side plays.
So go ahead and make a dexterity roll.
Dexterity. Ooh, 21.
Yeah. So,
1-6, with 1-6, excuse me.
Yeah, so you do really well. You don't really have a problem adjusting. Since you kind of picked up on the guns, I'll say that it seems like every mission you start off with the weapons you had from the last mission, like if you move to a new location,
But then
there'll be different weapons in that new location. So you have to choose whether or not to keep the stuff that you have or try the new guns.
Okay. He'd probably stick with the pistol and go there. That's probably what he'd get his hands on.
Well, you always start off with like a pistol and a rifle.
Oh, okay.
That's why there's the two different guns on the cabinet.
Gotcha.
So what I'm saying is, it says you have a Luger, you have a Browning, and you could actually go through and pick up a bunch of different guns, but you only have one at a time. Or one of each type of gun. You have one rifle and one pistol. So it looks like if you picked up new guns every time they were offered, you wouldn't be able to figure out the timing or like the nuances of the weapons.
So you're probably better off sticking to one and keep going with that one. One set, and keep going with that one.
And that's definitely what works better for you.
Okay. Sneaky. Do I feel like anyone's watching me while I'm doing this?
Not particularly.
Good, because I'm not blonde. Anyway.
You don't have to be blonde to be recruited by the neo-Nazis.
Okay. Look around and see what Mina's gotten up to while I was playing the game.
She's been dropping eaves, kind of picking up with her conversations. I mean, you guys are able to sync up afterwards.
Okay.
Is there anything you guys want to do before heading back to the bus?
Besides grab something to eat?
And of course the arcades have, like, you know, shitty arcade snacks.
Yeah, well.
Nachos!
Nachos with that plastic, cheese.
Yeah, well.
So gross.
Ariana, Soren, was there anything you wanted to do before going to the van?
Well, look to Soren. Because like they were saying, besides the food thing, since we missed lunch, nothing else comes to mind.
Nope, this was a good starter exploratory mission. I think next time I'll try playing more at various arcades and see if I can't get recruited.
Well, it's not like I can.
Yeah, Steve and I are likely the only ones that they'd try and recruit.
No problem. Me, I'd be listening to iPod on the way back.
I guess we could assume we trade what little information we picked up and head back to school without much really accomplished, other than, you know, Ariana's iPod.
Hey, that's a very important thing I did. I needed my iPod.
Yeah, because if you whined about it one more time, I was going to stab you.
Let me just say that you guys actually did find out several pieces of important information.
So it's a matter now of what are we going to do with this information?
Well, we still got Sunday, so...
While you are in the van, Soren, your hand begins to burn. Or has a burning sensation, I should say. It's not actually on fire.
Looking at it, is there any, like, visible... Anything visible, or is it... What am I trying to say? Are there any actual marks?
Does it have a physical manifestation?
Yeah.
Do you wear gloves or anything like that? When you look at your hand, you see that across the center of your palm, like running across your fingers, not from your wrist to your fingers, is a red patch. And that's what really burns the most.
As in, like, where the hilt of my sword would rest?
If you were holding it, yeah.
Well, that's not good. Touching the mark with my other hand, does it actually cause it to hurt more, or is it just a steady pain regardless of contact?
Well, when you touch it with your other hand, your finger that you touch it with burns.
Oh, that's even worse news.
It's only for a moment, like once you remove your finger, the burning stops.
Does it leave any physical mark on the finger?
No.
I will reach down with the apparently injured hand and touch the wound lightly to the hilt of the sword, which I had taped to my back, diehard style.
We established that this is like a 7-row van. Is there anyone sitting next to you?
I'm sitting next to him.
Roll 4 dice for me.
Wow. So that's 20 with 3 6s.
Wow.
Well, then forgive me for what I'm about to say.
Oh, Jesus.
What do I get the feeling I was rolling against myself?
Soren reaches behind his back, grips the sword, and then is pulled through the van's window and bending out the metal as he's yanked by some invisible force.
I'd like to try and grab him before he gets out.
Go ahead and make a grapple roll.
Can I be wrapped up by my snakes? Can my snakes grab him?
It's your snakes that are going to grab him.
Okay.
So you just roll your serpents at minus 10. So it's 14 plus 3 dice.
11 and 1 6. Plus 14.
So that's 25 total. Soren, you get yanked to the window. Mina, your snakes rush out.
And I have no idea that this is happening.
You find yourself pulled to the window opening as your snakes like John to the rent metal and broken glass.
Uh-huh.
And you're hanging there as you see Soren pulled through the air back towards Phoenix.
What the?
And Soren, take 12 damage.
What just happened?
How am I able to see this?
Well, you're busy futzing around with your iPod.
I understand that. I'm just saying.
You hear it and you look up and you're like, what just happened? Because there's like a huge gaping hole in the van. Mr. MacArthur hits the brakes and he's trying to stop.
Okay. You don't see that every day.
What is everyone in the van doing?
Panicking and asking what just happened over and over and over again. Like, what was that? Where did he go?
That away.
Yeah, well, I'm going to say we have to go back. We have to go back. What happened? We have to go back to get him. Follow that flying teenager.
I thought he doesn't even fly.
This is not the time for jokes.
I thought I was being serious. He doesn't fly.
MacArthur has pulled the van over. He tells all the students to get out of the van. He's like rushing people out of the van. You know, he's saying, everybody stay calm.
I'm not. I'm panicking.
There's multiple students on the van.
I know, but I'm worried about myself. I'm not worried about the other students.
Of course you are.
MacArthur says, I can't risk putting anyone in that van. I have to call someone to pick up the students. He pulls you, Ariana, and Reflection off to the side, leans into you guys, and says, I'm going to take everybody into the coffee shop over there. Find your teammate.
If there was ever a time for you to fly, Ariana, now is the time.
Oh, I can't fly.
My snakes can glide, and they're rather strong. Would I be able to... How far are we?
You had left the downtown area?
Mm-hmm.
Presumably, MacArthur was on the flyover when this happened,
mm-hmm.
and he pulled off immediately. So you're somewhere inside of Phoenix in a neighborhood you don't really recognize.
And he was shot back to Phoenix.
Yeah.
Okay, well, oh god, it's probably broad daylight. This is not discreet at all.
It is broad daylight. But do you remember what MacArthur asked you to do before you left out?
Dress inconspicuously.
Bring a change of clothes.
Oh, looks like Ariane's changing in the van.
Yeah, I had already changed. I'm wearing casual clothes.
Super suit.
Okay, well, how much are my snakes capable of holding? I want to know if I can gross everybody out and pick them up with some snakes and then use the other snakes to, like, run it a treadmill style. I was imagining them slithering below me in, like, a continuous...
like a wave?
Yeah.
They're roughly 3 times as strong as an average human.
Oh, so I could carry everybody. Because they're both skinny people.
So you're going to grab people up with your snakes.
Mm-hmm.
Reflection, you know what that means.
Shit. Sorry. Mm-hmm. I guess I'm going to utter a quick sorry when I grab him up.
How fast do you want to move?
I want to try to move as fast as Soren was being pulled away.
You think you can do it, but it's going to be very difficult to keep up with him. You'll need to spend 3 willpower.
What if I just leave Reflection, because if I touch him, he'll just be me.
You'll still need to spend 3 willpower to move that fast.
Alright. I have 7.
Yeah.
Okay.
Alright, so make your roll. It's your strength of 5, plus your dreadnoughts of 12, and 3 dice.
26 and 1-6.
Yeah, you have no problem picking them up. Remind us what you're wearing. What do you look like right now? Since you did have a change in case you had to do something heroic.
I had not thought about a supersuit yet because this all kind of came on suddenly, my snakes and everything. And, you know, the whole turmoil that I was having with it, I didn't consider myself a superhero yet. So I'm just wearing some skinnies because I'm a teenage girl. And a black t-shirt and a hoodie.
And these snakes are coming out from the hoodie?
No, the hoodie is back. They're exposed now.
2 or 3 of them wrapped around Ariana and...
Yeah, I have them wrapped around their waists, and they're kind of like floating beside, like in confusion. And I guess there's a confused me kind of floating off to my left, and or a slightly annoyed me floating off to my left. And then the rest of my snakes are shooting ahead of me and going, how would I see? Perhaps they have, like, split a bit, and they're going on either side of my feet, almost like surfing a wave, like 2 waves. Does this make sense? Are you seeing this? Is anybody seeing this?
For some reason, all I see is the snakes have become wheels that are spinning beside her, and she's become her own little, you know, cart.
All I was going to go ahead and say is Ariana will probably would have spent some willpower so she could do some super leaps back to the town.
Well, sorry. I panicked and grabbed everybody.
Just glad I got my domino mask.
All right, careful. Somebody's going to think I'm a villain. But no, they're like, here's my feet. Here's my snakes. Like that. I don't know. I guess they could come behind me. But then it would be like running on a treadmill.
Oh, no, I think the Doc Ock way of running is better.
Fine. We'll do that then. We'll run like Doc Ock.
The other one sounds too cartoony.
You sound too cartoony. Actually, not sure really does.
You can run however you picture yourself running. It's okay.
No, we'll run the Doc Ock way because clearly my way is silly and it kind of is. I was trying to logic out how I was going to see where I was running.
So the snakes are just kind of branching out from your hair and held underneath it.
Yeah, oh god. The thought of that is just weird. It'd be wrapped around me here, like a harness.
So you're like kind of cradled within your snakes.
Maybe they're just carrying you, like you're being Nefertiti. Or some shit like
that. Ah, no, what would be cool is if they made a chair for me to sit in. And they just kind of boo doo 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 underneath the chair.
They feed you grapes while you're running.
Yeah.
No. Soren, you sail through the air.
As he flies through the air, assuming he has enough time to actually say all of this before crashing into anything and or being knocked unconscious. Breath giver, wish giver, god of being, I pray for life. Wanderer, seeker of truth, who hung on Yggdrasil. For the sake of the runes, I pray for knowledge. Bringer of fury, glad of war, spearmaster, I pray for strength. Mighty God, old man, all father, I honor you as the source of everything that I hold dear. And if he's got enough time, he'll just keep saying it as he hopes he doesn't crash into something hard.
Actually, you are zipping around traffic. You can't see what's coming because you're flying backwards. You'll shift 2 or 3 feet to one direction and a Mack truck will fly past you. Or you'll shift a foot to the other direction and there'll be a light post.
Good thing I don't scare easily or I'd be leaving a brown trail behind me.
I guess it'd be easier to find you that way.
Why the fuck does Ariana want to fly?
In fairness, she would be facing forward.
At this point in time, Soren doesn't think that would be a boon.
Mina, just like when your snakes try to catch Soren, I don't think it's so much of a conscious thing for you at this point. It's your snakes are moving. And you're kind of cradled underneath. Reflection and Ariana are hanging outside of this waterfall of snakes that are trying to catch up to Soren. You can see Soren in the distance as you are fighting to keep up with him. Mm-hmm. Whatever force he is connected to is pulling him at a faster and faster rate.
Oh, God.
Reflection, you're probably the first one to realize that you're headed towards the trenches.
Okay.
Soren is maybe 100 or 200 meters in front of you.
Can we take a shortcut across the building?
Wait, what?
Can we go up over the buildings to try to catch up to him instead of chasing after him?
Just see if you can intercept him?
Effectively.
If anything, I think Ariana would be the one who'd be able to do it. Like throw up to the building with a snake. Because she can jump. So we might still pursue and she would see if she could catch up faster.
You're on snakes and they're moving you as quickly as they can.
They can hang on to me, and I could do the heavy work. In reality, I'll probably end up jumping across the buildings like the tick does. You can lift reflection. I'm going to keep pursuing on the snakes.
Well, if Ariana grabs me, I guess who I turn into.
Poor reflection. Come on. Besides that, reflection's already. I've already dealt with reflection before. I'm not concerned about it. Well, gee.
Yeah. Okay.
About all this. Now you've done it. I mean, you already changed it to me 2 times before. You think I'm gonna start complaining now that
you've done two?
Yes. The first time you turned into Ariana, it was during our opening scene, and Ariana's reaction was, "Wow, I look good."
Yeah, I know. But it was more like 3 or 4. It wasn't 2. That's what I was questioning.
Okay, that's just me being forgetful. I'm just saying, maybe he doesn't like being tossed around like a doll. Sorry. You matter more than this.
Thank you. Well, if I turn into you, I can just do the same thing you do and just jump across the buildings.
So, make it happen.
Okay. So what I'm going to do is I'm going to move us into a actual chase if you're going to try and catch up to him before he reaches wherever he's going.
No chance I can get sneakers because they've gotten off of me.
Not really.
Actually, I thought of a better idea. Ariana, throw me.
I could do that. Okay, Gimli.
Mina has not stopped moving. You guys are kind of screaming over the wind and the cars and the traffic and stuff.
One of my snakes whips reflection around, hopefully in time for Ariana to grab him. All right, I'll do it.
Well, at least I'll be tough as her, so when I hit the wall, I won't die.
Oh, if you're her, when you hit the wall's the one that's going to feel it.
Exactly.
Pay for this collateral damage. Oh, and for the record, Julian, remember, you can always use your impervious one time during the session.
Impervious?
I have impervious.
Once you have Ariana's powers.
Ah, okay. So, well, if I look like I'm going to hit a wall, I'll use the impervious.
Okay, so this is how this is going to work. I'm going to need to have Mina make a movement roll. I'm going to need to have Ariana make a roll to throw Reflection. And Reflection, I'm just going to have you make an attack roll to try and grab Soren.
I'm going to go ahead and use my education in order to suggest to him how you go about doing it.
Describe that. Like, how is that happening in the game?
Look. Okay. So as she's getting ready to toss me, look. When you go ahead and reach for him, my leg, my arm's a little bit longer than yours. Just go ahead and move like this. You should be able to grab him.
So we're going to start with Mina. So you're going to roll your dexterity plus your dreadnoughts. So 20 and 3 dice. Go ahead and roll.
You know, this is one hell of a Rube Goldberg machine you guys got set up here to catch me.
31 and 1-6.
Okay. Ariana, you want to roll your strength, perfection, and brawn to throw reflection?
Okay, strength, perfection, and brawn. Strength is 10, perfection is 12, brawn is 6. That gives me a total of 28.
Plus 4 dice.
What did I get? Let's see. I rolled an 11, 13. No 6s in this. 13 to 28, 38, 41.
Okay. Reflection, this is going to be a Hail Mary catch. Go ahead and roll your... Well, actually, you're going to roll Ariana's attack because you're in her body at the moment. He doesn't have brawn, so he's just rolling 24 minus 10 for the grab.
So that's 14 plus 3 dice.
You gave him a plus 6 from your education.
Yeah.
So 18 plus 3 dice, and I'm going to tell you now, this is going to be the Hail Mary pass. So if you actually want to catch him, you better pull out all the stops.
What stops can I pull out?
Would this technically qualify him as moving, because he has a talent support for that, to add his movement to offense?
Okay, well, this is definitely a movement. You get a plus 6 there, and an extra die. So you're at 26 plus 4 dice.
Okay.
Unfortunately, that's the only thing I can help you with before you start having to spend willpower.
Once per session, you can use sport, track, and field.
No, I'm the shot put this time. Okay, cool.
Yeah, this time you are the shot put. Yeah. That puts you at a 33 plus 4 dice.
Yeah, so you got to tuck your arms in before you go ahead and try to catch him.
We're screaming in the wind here, okay? Let's not get carried away.
Tuck.
And there was you use exploding dice. That's
one willpower.
You can't use perception. Doesn't work with this, right?
You could spend the willpower to use perception.
Yeah, actually, do I even have perception?
You have perception at a 1.
I wouldn't suggest using perception then.
Okay. Yeah, let's not do that. Okay, so 33, 4 dice. What exploding? What is exploding again? I forgot.
Double your dice roll.
Double the dice roll. Okay. Okay, that sounds like the best I can get.
Not the best roll.
So that's
53.
If only... I still think this can only end in disaster even if he catches me.
Ariana flings you with all of her might. You are a little off course, but you correct it by pushing off of what?
My pulse.
And what does it look like when you full-on tackle Soren?
Ouch. It's probably going to look like a wide receiver getting clobbered by a safety.
The two of you collide midair and then into the side of a parked car. Soren, take another 8 damage. Reflection, take 4.
Ow. Don't give me ow. I took 8.
Hey, don't forget that. Or you have Ariana's armor at the moment.
No, he has... No.
Sauron's armor at the
second
moment.
Second he encountered me, he became me, and he doesn't have my gear.
So he has 1 armor. Reflection plows into you, and then the two of you hit a parked car on the side of the street. The alarms are blaring. Soren, while you are no longer being pulled, you can feel the draw.
I take it I don't feel anything, correct?
A few aches and pains, probably.
I'm still conscious, so yeah.
Soren will take a breath, look at his now doppelganger, and go, oh, thank God. I thought that was the real Ariana for a second.
You know, you're so lucky I don't hear that.
You have any idea what just dragged you out here?
Magic. Do you think the next time you try a rescue, you can do it without busting my ribs and possibly causing internal bleeding?
Well, I can try, but...
And we all share a sitcom laugh. Oh, Soren. No.
Okay, so help him to his feet, since I'm the least injured of the pair of us. So we wait for the rest to catch up, or we keep heading that direction? Under our own power.
As you try to help me up, I will stop you and say, let's wait for Ariana to get here in case this thing decides to make me fly again. I'd rather be partially embedded in the vehicle, which appears to be holding me here.
Okay.
Because I know, I hope at least, Ariana could keep a hold on me if I decide to go flying again.
Okay.
I will pick up a tank.
Yes, she did.
I don't trust much about Ariana, but I trust her strength.
I don't know much.
Hey, what's not to trust?
Okay, there are two things I trust. Your narcissism and your strength.
Don't forget my fashion sense.
That's part of your narcissism.
All right. At least he admits I have good taste.
Okay, so we chill out till the other two catch up to us.
Man, someone's having a rough day today.
It could be worse.
He's actually been hurt worse in this situation than I believe most every other fight he's been in. Butcher, that's the only time he's ever been hurt worse. If I had to guess, I think my sword's trying to bring me towards Butcher. Either that, or I missed some shards, and it really wants me to go find them.
Describe this reunion to me.
Well, Soren's ass is currently planted half into a car, and blood is trickling out of his nose. Other than that, he looks happy.
I suppose I'll be the last one to get to you.
Well, you and Ariana will get there at the same time.
I would say that I'd be out of breath, but...
What's the extra panting?
Yeah. Well, I'd say I drop down next to you and, like, flutter my hands, be like, what, how'd you... Just a lot of, like, much like I actually do, stumbling and bumbling and trying to figure out what the hell happened, having my snakes suck back to a decent length.
So how's everyone else doing? Y'all good? Having fun?
Managing.
Anyone else here have possible internal bleeding?
Not that I'm aware of.
That's good to know. So, is everyone enjoying the after effects of strange magic?
Is that what it is?
Do you know any other way to make me fly?
I could kick you, but that's not the point.
That's not flying.
Which falling, which style? Seems to be Ariana's thing.
Hey!
I've seen her fall. There's not that much style involved.
Hey!
If nobody here minds, I'd actually like to find out why the hilt of my recently broken sword just tried to carry me through the city and is still tugging at me, trying to draw me somewhere.
Well, I say we follow it. Well, I say I don't know. God, I don't know. Does anyone have a cell phone? I look at Ariana.
Oh, no, you are not... Okay, fine. I'll take my cell phone out. But if it breaks, you are buying it.
You can make the call. I was going to ask if you had Sir MacArthur's number. We should call him and tell him what we're doing. Because we're kids.
Fine.
Do we have
time to call up Mr. MacArthur?
How many MacArthurs are there? I don't imagine he's listed. Well, never mind. We'll call the school.
You probably do have the number to the school.
All right. I suggest we call the school and tell them that we are going to follow this feeling that Soren can't seem to fight anymore.
Just tell magic shit's happening.
I can't remember all the words to strange magic.
You want me to say magic shit is happening?
Yeah. That's my special code for I hate my life.
I want you to call the school and say, tell Mr. MacArthur it's about to go down.
All right, so Ariana, you call the school, and exactly who do you talk to and what do you say?
Well, that's a good question. I just fucked up, but I was thinking about what I was going to say. I'm basically just going to go ahead and say, I'm going to let them know that there was a problem with the bus. They're going to probably need a pickup, and I let them know where we left them. And says, and then I'm going to ask to speak with Moondog, was it? Let him know something's going on, and we'll be back soon.
Well, could you tell me a little bit more than that? What's going on there, Ariana?
Just some weird stuff. I'm not sure how quite to relate to say any more succinctly.
Do we need to send someone out there to pick you up?
Not quite yet. We need something unusual is happening that we need to follow up on.
Mr. MacArthur isn't very far behind us and sent us. We don't have to tell him that he sent us just to get Soren, though.
Yeah, I'll repeat what she said.
Soren will sigh loudly and just say, "Would you just fucking say what I told you to say already?"
And which was, and I point the cell phone to him and put on a speaker.
Magic shit is happening.
Okay, that one time I did not mind that going off.
That was the perfect incidental music.
And it goes along. It goes along with our sitcom feeling.
Your ringtone is magic.
I wanna see a video of Soren going. Glasses. Or better yet, I wanna see all of our characters look around confused.
Ariana, if you could do the honors.
I require you to keep a hand on me in case my sword decides to try and make me fly again.
Well, just remember, we're not going out. We're just taking care of this business here.
Ah, dear God. I think even though I'm not Japanese, I may have to commit seppuku now.
I'll be quiet.
Once she has a grip on me, I will extricate myself from the car. Dip my finger into the blood running from my nose and attempt to cast a healing rune, hoping that the weird magic isn't affecting my power.
You know, you can try that on reflection after everything we've been through.
Yeah, he's hurt worse than I am.
Following this sensation, now at a much safer pace, you are led back to the trenches. From the top of the hill looking down, there are these shafts of light from the sky just kind of streaming down to the trenches. Can you see their swords? The clouds?
Oh, they're like pebble rings?
They are of many different colors.
Huh.
So does my knowledge of occultism give me any idea what the fuck's going on?
Well, let's see. What is your occult?
I have an occult of 5, and I have a 5 for a specialty in Norse mythology-based magic.
You've never seen anything that looks like this before, but you are familiar with Legends of the Bifrost, or Bifrost, Rainbow Bridge.
Oh, that's either a very, very bad sign or a not-so-good sign.
What is this, Soren?
If that's the Bifrost Bridge, and that's the pathway into Asgard, what the fuck's it doing here? And is somebody coming? Or are we expected to be going?
We hope you have enjoyed this presentation of the Three Rivers Academy. Our theme music is by Kevin MacLeod and is available online at incompetech.com.
Honestly, I think you should just walk up behind people you think might be Nazis and whisper, "Brown people."
With a lick to the back of the ear.